In Iran, final results in Friday's disputed parliamentary elections have yet to be released, but it is clear that control of parliament by reformists has ended and that conservatives have taken over. The new parliament is certain to bolster the determination of conservative clerics to stand firm against the United States and possibly on Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
The reformers had hoped for a low turnout. Some 2,500 reformist candidates, including 80 incumbent members of parliament, had been disqualified from running by the Guardian Council, whose 12 members are either directly or indirectly appointed by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. So many of the reformers had urged a boycott. Unofficial reports from the Interior Ministry indicate that about half of Iran's voters cast their ballots. That's far lower than the 67% that brought a reformist majority to the parliament 4 years ago, but a reasonable turnout nevertheless. Hamid Reza Asefi, spokesman for the foreign ministry, welcomed the results.
The election was free and legal.
The winners have been announced for about 200 of the 290 seats. At least 130 conservatives have been elected so far, only about 65 reformists and independents. Some well-known hardliners who were defeated 4 years ago were returned to the parliament. Last time there were 13 women members elected. It appears there will be far fewer women in this parliament. On Friday, the State Department criticized Iran's election process as not free and fair. Foreign Ministry spokesman Asefi responded to that criticism yesterday.
If you look to some American remarks, they wished the Iranian participation goes below 30%. Some officials from Pentagon, from here, from there. That shows that was the real American wishes, to see not the participant of the people here. When the people participated in a rather good number, they were disappointed.
News agencies reported that at least 8 people lost their lives in election-related violence. At least 3 died Saturday night in Firouzabad, some 600 miles south of Tehran, after supporters of a losing candidate claimed the voting was rigged. And on Sunday, the official Iranian news agency reported a clash that left 4 dead in Izeh in Khuzestan province on the border with Iraq. A more hardline parliament is certain to change the contours of policies in Iran, including foreign policy. Some analysts are already predicting Iran may harden its position over its nuclear program, now the target of an extensive investigation by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Under pressure from the IAEA, Iran has acknowledged for the first time publicly that it bought nuclear technology from the international black market with its center in Pakistan. Iranian officials in private have given the IAEA much information that led in recent weeks to the disclosures of the secret nuclear trade involving Pakistan's chief nuclear weapons engineer, A.Q. Khan. Yesterday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Hamid Reza Asefi, all but admitted that Iran acquired much of its illicit nuclear technology from those sources.
We have bought some components from dealers, from brokers. It happened that some of those people were from subcontinent countries. We don't know what was behind the scene. That was not up to the government of Iran to discover what is behind the scene. What we did to buy some component from some dealers, we have reported in due time to Atomic Energy Agency.
In fact, Asefi conceded that Iran bought $3 million worth of centrifuge components, which could be used to enrich uranium for possible use in a bomb, from a Malaysian company with known ties to Pakistan and A.Q. Khan. Last week, police in Malaysia named Iran as one of the buyers seeking centrifuges manufactured there. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.